Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's get to it. And Rob G is getting on my last nerve, Rob, because he is on board. He thinks he's so smart. He started watching basketball 10 years ago, and he thinks he knows all things Lakers, Rob. The Lakers were in the hunt. I'm just going to paint the scene. The Lakers were in the hunt, reportedly, for Kyle Lowry. They were willing to offer Dennis Schroeder, which is a lot, and KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, their best three-point shooter, even though he only takes three a game. But they wouldn't give up Talen Horton Tucker, the second-year 20-year-old player who seems to be a superstar in some Lakers people's eyes, because they wouldn't give him up. And Rob G is on board with that. But I'm going to say this, Rob. They should have given him up. Now, that three players for one, that's a lot. I mean, we're not talking about a superstar in Kyle Lowry. So maybe you get somebody else to come back from Toronto, fill out your bench. But my point is this. Talen Horton Tucker should not have kept you from getting Kyle Lowry. And I'll go into more reasons why. But where are you at on this? Because this was the big deal that didn't happen.
I think the Lakers, I don't get where they're going. I think that they know that the way they're constructed now, they're going to have a hard time winning. Even if LeBron and AD come back, it's going to be difficult. And to be able to add a player like Lowry to the mix would have been like, okay, we're in for this one. And as the clock keeps ticking on LeBron, I don't, you know, worried about a player who's 10th, 11th in minutes played on the team as if
18 minutes a game, Rob.
Yeah. I mean, it just, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, LeBron is 36, year 18, and now is going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks with this injury. and you're worried about next season or the season after that, like, I just don't, I'm out on the future. If I got a chance to win today, I'll win today. We talked about it with the Boston Celtics with all the lottery picks. I mean, all the picks he had. Remember Danny Ainge hoarding picks? What has it gotten him, Chris? It hasn't gotten him anything. So I don't buy into that. And the same thing I remember before, I think the first time with, if I'm right, with Anthony Davis, they didn't want to give up Kyle Kuzma. Oh, my God. Anybody but Kyle Kuzma.
Right.
Come on, dude. And I'm not saying he's a good player, Chris. But really, like you couldn't part with him?
You're right.
Every big star has been traded. I mean, who hasn't been traded in sports? To think that you can't go on with a guy who's not even playing, I just don't get it. So I think the Lakers lost today. If that's true and they could have pulled the trigger to shore up where they are, I think they made a mistake.
I totally agree. And look, I like Talen Horton Tucker. I mean, he's got some ability. But really? Really? I mean, to your point, it is win now, baby. This ain't about – he won't be ready. Like, if he – I'm not convinced he's going to be a star. If I had to bet, I would bet he won't. And I wouldn't hesitate to bet he won't. But if he does become a star, it's going to be 3 years from now. And you hit it on the head, Rob. LeBron James, this is the second year in three that he's gotten hurt. A serious injury. And we know LeBron keeps himself in impeccable shape. And yet, he has been hurt two of the last 3 years. And we'll see when he comes back. I'm betting he comes back at the top of his game. When he came back 2 years ago, he wasn't at the top of his game. And so my point is, we don't know if LeBron's going to be healthy all next year. So every chance you get with him, you go for the gusto. You go for the ring. You go for the trophy. This is not about – you've already given up all stars. You've given up better players than THT. Remember Julius Randle? He looking pretty good now in New York.
Gave him up.
Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball's playing well. Josh Hart is a great role player.
You have to give to get, Chris.
Yes.
That's what a trade is. I know a fan's trade is to trade the last four guys on the bench for a star. That ain't the reality of it. You remember when the Nets got Harden and they gave up some pieces that people said, oh,
yep.
LeVert and those.
I don't know
if I would want to give those guys up. They gave them up. That's how you make a trade.
And people question, where's their bench?
Exactly. Anybody asking about the bench now?
Right.
Not.
Right. The only way this potentially makes sense to me is if they know LeBron and or AD is not going to be able to get back at full health this year. Because Lowry would maybe, very good chance he'd be a rental. He's a free agent in the summer. He made $30 million this year.
Are you going to pay him to keep him? So
but,
what?
But my
I'm
point
to,
is if you know LeBron,
you on that.
And I'm
right.
I don't think this is the case, but I'm just saying it's the only way it can make sense is if you know LeBron's not going to be able to come back as himself and we can't win it. Lowry ain't making you win it if LeBron's not himself.
Right, I get that. That makes sense.
That's the only way, right?
If that's the case, but I'm saying like whatever his deal is or whatever, you don't care about that. You're looking at the Brooklyn Nets, what they got going. The Clippers got better today, Chris. I think they did, right?
They did.
So you're looking around.
Everybody knows they did. Yep.
They got better.
What'd you say yesterday?
You talked about yesterday that the Clippers needed a point guard. You just mentioned that yesterday. So I'm just saying, when you start to look around and people around you got better, and the team that ultimately you'll probably have to face in order to win a championship is already good and only going to get better when they get Kevin Durant, that's going to be their X factor. They're going to get better than they are. How in the world could you not try to get better? Doesn't make sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and they just, what, this week, Brooklyn moved ahead of the Lakers as the favorites. I think, Rob, and I don't know this for a fact, I would have probably kept Brooklyn, but it would have been close. It could have been a pick 'em in my mind. if they had traded for Kyle Lowry, I don't doubt that Fox Bet and these other, you know, sites would have made the Lakers the favorite again, assuming they get LeBron and AD back. And so you said it, even if you get through the West, do you match up with Brooklyn?
Right. That's what you have to look at, Chris. I understand the West is fine and then you got to get there first, but ultimately it's not about getting to the finals, right? It's not.
If LeBron, he's been to 10 and he don't want to lose anymore. And so, look, here's the thing about THT for Rob G and all the sycophants out there. THT is 20 years old, okay? Second round draft pick, 46th overall. So let's stop acting like we're talking about a Derrick Rose out of Memphis. All right? Let's just cut that noise. He averages 18 minutes a game. You got a Wesley Matthews at the two guard who's not playing well. You got an Alex Caruso who's a so-so player. I mean, I know his analytics look nice. He's so-so. He's real good with LeBron, but everybody's real good with LeBron. And THT's not getting minutes over them. He's a 6'4", two guard, folks. He ain't 6'8". He ain't 6'9". He's a 6'4", two guard playing 18 minutes a game who shoots 25% from three.
Stop it. Exactly. What are you protecting?
There's a three-point shooting league now. And he don't have the court vision. He's not going to be a poor man's LeBron, you know, driving at will, running the offense and creating for everybody else. Again, he's a nice young player. Probably won't be a star. You excited because he put up numbers in the preseason? Really? Really? Because since LeBron's been out, and look, he got an opportunity, right? This is what they talked about. Oh, this is a chance for the bench guys to shine.
It's shine time, right? Shine right? time. Here you go. Get in there. Go ahead.
Here's
you got an
shine,
open opportunity.
Rob. Here's his shine against New Orleans in a rout. He had 5 points. Against Phoenix in a rout, he shot 6 for 16. Against Atlanta in a loss, 4 for 12. I mean, am I missing something? Come on, Lakers. Now, he's represented by Clutch, Rich Paul, LeBron, you know, that LeBron's guy and all that. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not. I don't think so. I mean, looking at their history, they have not. They got a lot of Clutch guys on the Lakers, obviously. But they have not let that typically stand in the way of making a good deal. So I'm not going to say that's the reason, but it you know, you just got to put it out there as a factor or as a potential factor. But I'm sorry. And I just, come on. Should have made the move. Kyle Lowry could have been the difference. Now, I'm not writing them off completely, but Kyle Lowry makes them a lot better, Rob. No question about it. And you yep. said it. You got to give to get.
And Antonio Daniels, the arms race, Chris. We keep talking
yep.
about it.
There it is.
You got two. They got three. That's the facts. Am I right?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
He's an FS1 NBA analyst, a friend for both of us for decades. And I can't wait to get his take on what Rob and I were just talking about. We welcome in Rick Bucher. What's up, man? How are
What's
you?
What's up, Rick?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. This was a fun day, wasn't it?
It was fun for what happened and what didn't. And here's where we were at, Rob, or Rick. We were saying that the Lakers should have been willing to give up Talen Horton Tucker to get Kyle Lowry. Where are you at on that? You agree with us?
Yeah, if you're going to go that direction, if you're going to put Dennis Schroeder's name out on the street, then go ahead and pull the trigger, because now you have a guy that you've got to negotiate a deal with, a guy who's been traded once, a guy who, in my estimation, is the one piece that you got last summer that's actually worked out successfully.
Right. Totally.
If you've decided for some reason that he's not championship caliber and you need to go get a guy who is a proven champion, then go ahead and do it. But don't half-step it and put his name and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's names out there and then say, we're good. I mean,
great point.
I feel as if if you believed in the continuity of your team and you already made enough changes last summer, then okay, be cool and let everybody know, like, we believe in you. We can get this done. They didn't do that. They made it seem as if, yeah, we might not have enough, and if we can go get it, great. And it's one thing if you don't get so you don't get Lowry, all right? What's your plan B? If you're going to go that direction, go all out. Like, I liked what Pat Riley did. He obviously was going after Kyle Lowry. The price was too high, and he had a plan B. Let's go get Oladipo. It's less of a cost, but we still made a move and we still added something, and you're not hurting anybody's feelings. So I feels like the Lakers half stepped, and meanwhile you got three teams in Denver, Portland, and the Clippers, all of whom improved. And so I think that the Lakers at the end of the day hurt themselves, and it was a self-inflicted wound at the trade deadline.
Let's go to the Clippers, Rick, because I'm with you. I think the Clippers helped themselves getting a seasoned guy who helped the Lakers last year, who played big in the playoffs for them, and getting Rondo and giving up Lou Williams. How much do you like this?
I love it. And I thought that they just needed to make a statement going back to the bubble last year that they needed to trade Lou Williams. What he's demonstrated is he's a great regular season performer, but when we look in awe at the off-balance shots that he takes and shoots them from anywhere, like, that's exciting and it's entertaining and it can be effective during the regular season. That doesn't work during the playoffs. You need a certain degree of consistency and efficiency that Lou Williams has just not demonstrated that he has, and I felt like that continued on into this season. The fact that they didn't break the bank to keep Montrezl Harrell was a statement, but I didn't think that they went far enough, and that just addition by subtraction, you needed to move on from Lou. You had a chance of going for a championship. He does the lemon pepper deal. He lets you know that his head wasn't in the right place. If you really
those
want
are good lemon pepper
team,
wings, Rick. I gotta admit. I'm sorry.
And would you trade them for a championship? That is the question. Would
I
you,
think he was trying to?
They,
I think
Rob,
I don't know if he would. Rick, I think he was trying to. He was trying to have his lemon pepper wings and a championship too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what? And you can't have both. You can't serve both masters. I mean, honestly, if I'm them, I'm putting a little Larry O'Brien trophy logo on those lemon pepper wings, because that's essentially that's the price, or at least it was for the Clippers. But look, Rajon Rondo, I don't know if he can replicate what he did last year. But if you're asking me which guy I have more faith in being able to deliver in the postseason, it's without question playoff Rondo. So
Rick, I
think it's a good move.
I've had the two L.A. teams as my best teams in the West. I mean, forget the regular season records. The Clippers and Lakers have been my favorites in the West. Does Denver move in? I don't know where you're at on that, but does Denver move into that group now with the moves they made today?
Here's the problem. I don't really know who or what Aaron Gordon is as a playoff performer, and I'm not – I gotta see how that's going to work with Nikola Jokic and the style that he plays and being a primary ball handler, and the fact that now they're trying to kind of work out what, you know, how much of a role Murray is going to have versus what Jokic has. You know, in the bubble, it was all Murray. And then from the beginning of the season, it had become the Jokic show. Right. And now it seems like they're trying to balance those two. Like, where does Aaron Gordon fit into the equation? I know that the odds have, like, measured that Aaron Gordon is some huge get by Denver. I guess if you're looking for a guy who can match up with the best threes, the best point forwards in the Western Conference, and you're saying Aaron Gordon can defend LeBron and Kawhi or Paul George or Doncic, I would say, okay, if that's true. But I've never seen Aaron Gordon in that kind of light from a defensive standpoint. So I need to see it first. It doesn't wow me. I like teams that are aggressive. I'm going to trust that they know what they needed. But I haven't put Aaron Gordon in that category enough to say he's the missing piece for the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Did we, Chris? Okay, yeah.
No, he's there.
Yeah. Who else was a big – anybody else, Rick, as far as winners or losers today? You know, I know the Knicks had talked about a couple of big-name players, right, possibly getting involved. Nothing. They didn't go that route. I know they made a couple of smaller moves. Anybody else big winner or loser?
I really like what the Chicago Bulls did. I mean, they remade themselves. It looked as if they were clearing themselves of any of the vestiges of Gar Hurd. Arturas Karnasova obviously loves European bigs. Can't imagine why that is. It's like they built the United Nations there.
Right.
I thought it was a smart move. I was big when they drafted Wendell Carter Jr. He has not been able to stay healthy. He's a quality rebounder, but he hasn't taken that next step as an offensive player. I thought that was a really, really good move. Vucevic is obviously top dollar, but if you're trying to let Zach LaVine and the young guys on that team know, hey, we mean business, we're going to try to get this done, we're not pinching pennies, which the Bulls have been previously accused of. The moves that they made, I thought, were really really solid. They needed a toughness and a physicality. And, boy, with Vucevic and Theis, I can't imagine two guys that were available that could bring that to you in a bigger and better way. So I think the Bulls solidified that they're going to be a playoff team this year. And that's saying a lot for considering where the franchise has been the last few years.
How do you like Victor Oladipo in Miami? I mean, I think they're better, but they kind of have a log jam on that perimeter now. You got a lot of guards there.
Yeah, it's. I think what they're hoping is that Vic can get back to the go-to guy at crunch time that he once was. That he can be the matchup nightmare with the game on the line. Because that, to me, was what they were really missing last year and continue to miss. And I don't think Vic is there yet. Didn't demonstrate it when he got back in Indy. Who knows? I mean, it's hard to figure out like what he was in Houston because they were just collectively so bad. I think that's what they're hoping he can get back to and provide them, because Jimmy Butler has been great, but he's just not a go-to guy with the game on the line. He's going to work his way to that mid-range, but certain matchups he's going to struggle against, and there's going to be no need to double-team him. I think they're hoping that Vic can force that and that he'll be that missing element. But it is definitely a wait-and-see as far as what Vic is going to be. The nice thing is they really didn't have to give anything of significance up in order to find out. So it's a worthwhile roll of the dice.
Rick, we got about 45 seconds for this one. But Houston, yep. I mean, now giving up James Harden, they got Avery Bradley, who's going to be bought out, Kelly Olynyk, a couple other no names, and some draft picks to show for it. I mean, to me, this is a travesty what they've turned James Harden into.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I think the difficulty is they got a bigger issue on their hand. I get where they've tried to collect as many draft picks as possible. They've got, once you get that stink on you that great players don't want to play for your franchise, it's hard to get that off. And so, you know, anybody that they were going to bring in that wasn't on a long-term deal was probably not going to want to be there. And even the guys who weren't going to be there. So they've got to hit the reset button, and they're in a tough world. But if you're gonna do it, you're gonna draft that talent and convince them why you're not such a bad place after all. That's what they have ahead of them.
All right, that's our man Rick Bucher. Great stuff.
Thanks,
man.
Rick.
We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
All right, brother.
Talk to you down the road.
Yep. Peace.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
A big point topic of conversation is what is going on with the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Now, I don't know if it's much ado about nothing, but the fact that they did not extend him, and you know how these extensions work in the NFL, Rob, like you extend a guy and, you know, it clears up cap room for you and you can use that cap room to go better your team for this season. People are saying the fact that they didn't do that with Aaron Rodgers, to many, Rob, it appears that they're ready to move on after next season. Rodgers brought it up. Remember, at the end of the playoff run for Green Bay, he said, you know, he put it out there. I don't know if, you know, if they want me back. I mean, that's essentially what he was saying. They came out and said, oh, we definitely want him back, not only now, but long term. But again, many insiders and pundits are out there speculating that this could be Aaron Rodgers' last season with the green and gold. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. None of the stuff that they do, you know, it's a very different situation. There's no owner. It's publicly owned, Chris, by fans and, you know, regular Joes.
Right.
And so it's just a different animal. And I don't know if that's why they do their business the way that they've done it. But this is the same thing. This is what they've done the whole time. They never drafted a skilled player for Aaron Rodgers in the first round his entire career there. They got rid of his quarterback coach without talking to him. They didn't, instead of going to get a player who could help them, you know, a first-round player, they get Jordan Love, who's going to sit on the bench for a couple of years. You know what I mean? Like this right. is – this. I just think it's the organization. I really do, and I'm not so sure. At one point, I thought they were very good, Chris, at drafting people because I remember one
when
year during their run.
Agency, yeah.
Yeah, they had the entire – everybody except for one player was drafted by the Packers. I think that's incredible. Do you know what I mean? On a team that was good. Not they didn't win a championship, but a good team. But everybody was a Packer from day right. one, except for, I think, one guy. But so I don't know what to make of this. I really don't. He's coming off a great year. He looked great last year. They did bring Aaron Jones back, so it wasn't like they stripped him of anything, you know. So I don't know what to make of it. Maybe you know more than me. I just don't understand what they're doing and if what they're doing matters this year, or can they still address it next year? Say if he has another great year or whatever.
Yeah,
can
I mean,
they still
I
address
think it's
it?
Cut
I don't think
and dry.
It's, yeah, that's what yeah. I mean. I don't know.
I mean, if they win a Super Bowl, I can't, you know, I'm sure they'll bring him back. Rob, to me, I think, let's put it this way. If indeed their plan is one more year for Aaron and then we're going to Jordan Love, because they can cut Aaron next year without it really hurting them. In fact, it'll help them financially. And then, you know, people are like, well, they'll have 1 year to really figure out what they have with Jordan Love so they can put him in there and let him play. If that's the plan, Rob, two things come to my mind. Number one, horrible mistake. Horrible mistake. Aaron Rodgers looked great last year. I mean, we all know it. He won the MVP. But he had a career high in completion percentage, a career high in touchdowns, a career high in QBR, second best passer rating of his career. I mean, he was phenomenal, and he's 37, but obviously quarterbacks are playing longer. Not just Tom Brady, but Drew Brees as well.
And don't
and
forget,
others.
He didn't play his first 3 years, Chris, so he's even, his body's even a little younger.
He didn't take hits, right, those first 3 years. And I know he's been banged up a little, so I don't know if that'll be a factor or not those first 3 years, but the bottom line is he doesn't look old, no matter how you slice it. And you being, if indeed it's the case that they are so eager to see what Jordan Love can do that you will get rid of Aaron Rodgers. Let's say they don't win the Super Bowl this year. Let's say you go again to the NFC title game or something and you get rid of Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry. It confirms to me, Rob, what I've said seems like the case before. The Green Bay Packers are satisfied with being good and relevant and rather than striving to be great and winning championships. I mean, because it seems like they're like, you know what? We don't want to go through a dead period where we've got no quarterback for 5 years and we're a bad team. And because of that, they did it obviously with Brett Favre and they went to Aaron Rodgers and that worked out. But now they seem to be wanting to do the same thing with Jordan Love. And I'm saying, No, you still have a guy playing at the top of his game. You should be trying to win as many Super Bowls as you can with him. And I think it'd be a trap, assuming he has a good year next year. Now, if he shows his age and struggles, okay. But if he plays well again, then I think it'd be ridiculous to move on from him, Rob. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know what they're doing, to be honest. I wish I could sit there and figure
and
it out.
And to be honest, you're not going to see enough from Jordan Love in 1 year. I mean, unless he's just, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of times a guy struggles in his first year or is okay.
Yeah, it could be years before you see any dividends from him,
right.
And that's why the pick doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? It just didn't make any sense at that point. So where they are now and what they're doing, the Packers, I don't know if they're looking for a miracle or they're expecting him to come back and do the same exact thing, or they're thinking that he's not going to do the same thing and that'll leave an opening for them. I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. And like I said, unless they just want to remain relevant, be good, you know, close to the playoffs or in the playoffs, and we don't have to win a Super Bowl. All right, T.Y. Hilton, Rob, let's move on to the Baltimore Ravens. He is the latest receiver to turn down more money, reportedly, from the Baltimore Ravens. So he's re-signing with his Indianapolis Colts for a 1 year, $8 million deal. Not going to blow you away. But reportedly, he was offered more money and a 3-year deal from the Baltimore Ravens. And he turned it down. Now, remember, Juju Smith-Schuster signed a deal with the Steelers and for $8 million, 1 year, and reportedly turned down bigger money from the Ravens. And then there's also been talk that Kenny Galladay, you know, talked with the Ravens and instead chose the New York Giants. And some are saying this is an indictment on Lamar Jackson. I think it's an indictment on Greg Roman. And now look, it's certainly possible Greg Roman is like, I'm just working with what I got. And Lamar is a great runner, but we're not going to throw the football too much because that's not his what he's greatest at. Okay, I get that. But I've said, right, you know this, I was on the record several times. If I'm the Ravens, I got to go out and get an elite receiver. Now, we had T.J. Houshmandzadeh on who said Hollywood Brown could be elite, but they just don't throw the rock enough. And so I'm going to say this, Rob, I can't blame receivers. If I was a receiver, I'm not comparing myself to these guys. I played receiver in high school. I wanted to catch the ball. I wanted targets. And so if I'm a receiver, one of these guys, I'm trying to go somewhere where I can get thrown the football a lot. I can get a lot of targets. And that's why these guys are signing for 1 year, because they're like, I'll go here and I'll get busy for a year. And then I'll be able to get my big money and long-term deal based off of that. If I go to the Ravens, we're not going to throw the football a lot. When it's thrown, it's going to be going to the tight end a lot. I can't do it. And I got to be honest, I can't blame guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be, to me, because he's such a threat as a runner, it would open up the passing game as well for him to pull it back and those guys have a shot. Because they have to add an extra guy to the box to control him, or a spy to stay on him, Chris. That should open up the passing game if he's willing to, you know, start out as, play action or fake like you're running or run
right.
Laterally, you know what I mean? And then throw the football.
RPO.
Yeah, that's just me. I'm just saying.
I haven't done that, though. You know what I mean? I mean, you're right.
Doesn't that make sense? I'm just talking about, if you're a defense, you got to respect him as a runner. That should open up downfield for receivers to maybe have a big game.
That would put it on him. I mean, maybe they just don't trust him to throw the football outside the numbers for the most part.
Maybe. But you see what I'm saying? And maybe you don't have to have 10 catches to get 140 yards, Chris. All you need is 4 because the field is open. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying you have – you might not get like 10 or 12 catches, but maybe you get 7 or 8 and still get your yards because you don't have to. I just feel like the field should be open if you're playing defense against Lamar. How in the world could you play the pass, right, when this guy can run from the line of scrimmage 60 yards for a touchdown?
Here's what Jim Harbaugh, their coach, said when the topic came up of signing a better receiver for Lamar. This was, you know, a few weeks or months ago. If you're all about stats and numbers and your stat line and how many balls you catch necessarily, and that's all you care for, then there's a lot of other teams you can go play for and we'll be looking forward to lining up against you. So it seems like he's saying, look, we're not going to throw it a lot.
Right, but that
we
and
do
that's
what we
I'm,
do.
Right.
But if I'm a – and I get – look, if that's
but,
your style,
but they
that's
can
your
say
style.
We're having,
but if I'm
we're having success.
Receiver,
we've been
I'm
to the playoffs
to
every
there.
Year with Lamar. We have, you know, we have a shot. We got a good defense. We have a chance to go make a run in the postseason. You know what I mean? With the right situation. So it depends. And I don't understand in the NFL, and this is me, just me. I don't know what the exact dollar amounts are, but I in a league, unless those other years aren't guaranteed or depending on what they are, in a league where you could get hurt, I don't know what NFL player would take a one-year contract over a three-year contract when you could be hurt on every single play, and that could be it. So I don't know if the other 2 years are voidable, Chris. Are they really not a real three-year contract? Because you know what I mean? They could get right out of it. So then, so you have to look at it that way to be honest with yourself to really say, is that a legit three-year contract or is that just a one plus one at our discretion? Then it's just a one-year contract.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.